said Mishnah 3, Haya Oichel Be'eshkol V'nichnas Min Hagina L'chatzer. If a person, okay, so the background to this Mishnah is that Tevel, which is produce which has not been tithed at all, you're allowed to eat it if your intention was to bring that produce into your house and tithe it in your house. You're allowed to snack from it. You're allowed to snack from it casually until it comes into your house. Once it comes into your house, you're not allowed to snack from it. You've got to then tithe it properly, and then you can carry on eating. The other thing that can happen is if Shabbos comes in, it also stops. You're not allowed to snack from it anymore. You also have to tithe it, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, right? You'd have to do it after Shabbos, but you have to stop snacking from it. So if you bring it into your house, or Shabbos comes in, you have to stop snacking from the produce. So what happens? This guy's eating a cluster of grapes before he's tithed them, and he comes in from the garden, right? He comes into the courtyard. So what does he do? Is he allowed to still eat the grapes? Or is he not allowed, or does he have to stop eating the grapes and tithe it? Rabbi Lezer Omer Yigmor. Rabbi Lezer says that he can finish. He's allowed to, brings the other cart. He's got to go outside the courtyard, but he can finish eating the cluster of grapes. Since he started it in a permitted way, he's allowed to finish it in a permitted way. But Rabbi Shua Omer Lo Yigmor. He's not allowed to finish the cluster of grapes. He's now got to stop eating from it, tithe it, and then only afterwards can he carry on. And so if Shabbos comes in, similar kind of scenario, Rabbi Lezer Omer, he was casually eating, and now all of a sudden, Shabbos comes in. So now Rabbi Lezer Omer Yigmor, he can finish it. After Shabbos, he can finish eating it, because he started eating it in a permitted manner. So after Shabbos, he can carry on and finish that cluster of grapes. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, after Shabbat, he's got to tithe it, and only then can he carry on eating it.